I am what I am my own special creation. So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in.
Life's Radio Gorgeous, podcast for women.
Hi, I'm Jo Rees. In January this year, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and had a mastectomy a few weeks later. Afterwards, not able to wear any of my old bras, I went on a hunt for a suitable bra. And in a high street department store, about the third I'd tried, I was led past all the pretty bras to a section of over-the-shoulder boulder holders at the back and told to take my pick in beige or black. It's pretty disheartening. So I was delighted to find out about the brilliant Sue Pringle, who after a similar experience has put her considerable expertise and talents towards making the Millie bra. It's a gorgeous, soft and shapely feminine designer bra to wear after breast cancer. Honestly, it's just the thing. I caught up with Sue this week as she's launching a Kickstarter campaign with the aim of raising £30,000 towards further developing the manufacture of the first Millie bras. She's inviting backers to either choose a Millie bra for themselves, or gift one to someone else, or gift a Millie bra to one of her charity partners. Sue, welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Do tell us a little bit about the Millie bra.
Hi, Jo. I'd love to tell you about the Millie bra. It's a design that I've been working on for women like myself who've been through breast cancer treatment for around 18 months now. And it was born out of a lot of frustration and quite a few tears about the lack of choice that I came across when I went out to buy a bra after I had a breast cancer recurrence 5 years ago.
So you'd had breast cancer once, and then you had a recurrence, and then what happened? You couldn't shop for a bra. Is that when this happened?
Yes, that's right, Jo. I was originally diagnosed 15 years ago, yeah. And at that time I had a lumpectomy and then a mastectomy and reconstruction. So my lingerie choices weren't too restricted. But 10 years after that, I had a recurrence on the same side, yeah, sitting on top of the reconstruction. And about 3 months in, when the swelling went down, I realised that my breast shape was very uneven and about half of what it previously had been. So I needed to wear a prosthesis, which meant that my bras were no longer suitable. I've been wearing very soft cotton, yeah, bras. And that's where the search began, really. I took to the high street, first of all. And at that time, 5 years ago, there was even less product than there is now. And I looked online, but found it a little bit bewildering, if I'm honest. And I went to a lingerie evening that Breast Cancer Care had organised. And that was the first time that I was introduced to what are called post-surgical bras. And although there was a reasonable selection for me, I didn't feel that there was anything there that was anything like what I used to wear, or that when I tried it on actually made me feel kind of like Sue. I looked in the mirror and it wasn't me that was glancing back at me. So that was really the sort of the beginning of thinking, is this it for me?
I know, because it's that.
It's me.
I know, because you really want to feel feminine and you want to feel like yourself, and you want to be able to wear dresses. And, you know, we've all got a whole load of selection of underwear that we've all loved. And it's heartbreaking. You know, I'm going through this myself, and it's heartbreaking to say, oh, I'm probably never going to wear that bra again. That's really sad, because you just think, oh, I wanted that. I love that bra. And I love that bra under that particular dress. So actually getting dressed is really important, and feeling like yourself and feeling sensual again is really important. So and you're right about the lack of choice. It's very difficult to find something that works, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that the problem kind of begins really with the fact that for a lot of women, not everybody, but a lot of women find it really difficult to wear an underwire. I occasionally step out with an underwired bra, and an hour in, I'm sort of like literally tearing my hair out because it's so uncomfortable, because I've got a lot of scar tissue, and it's still very sensitive, even 5 years on. And I actually surveyed over 100 women in the sort of the development process, and identified that 99% of us just basically had to start from scratch with the bra wardrobe. So all of the bras that we had, we've still got them. They're tucked away in the back of the lingerie drawer, sort of saying, me, but can't wear them anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think that's amazing that you've come on this journey. So once you'd had this brilliant idea, what did you do with your idea? What happened next?
Okay, well, I guess because I come from a commercial background, having worked for organisations like Boots, the first thing I did was really try to understand whether or not it was a commercial opportunity or whether it was just, you know, more a pipe dream and a wish about being able to do something about it. So I did loads and loads of market research and I interviewed a lot of women about their experiences and quite quickly realised that actually I wasn't alone in this. That's one of the hardest parts, I think, of the sort of process, that you think that nobody really cares anymore. And once I'd established that there was an opportunity, I wanted to test it. Yeah. So
how do you do that? How do you do that? How do you test it? What do you do?
Okay. Well, the first thing was I was lucky enough to make the acquaintance of a designer who just wanted to help initially. So we came up with some concept ideas, really, to sort of articulate what was in my mind about what the bra might look like.
Yeah.
And I tested it on Kickstarter in 2015. It was the first time I sort of put my head above the parapet and said, look, hello, I've got an idea. What do we think, people? And I got funded in 10 days. I was raising funds to do prototype development.
Yeah.
And I was astonished, actually, how wide the engagement was from that, because it introduced me to a whole host of other women like myself that then came into the Facebook page or, you know, came and talked to me. We had phone calls, we've had cups of tea, and just this sort of really rich vein of research around the fact that actually everybody has a similar struggle. So from that point onwards, having got some sort of initial funds to develop a prototype, I thought, well, I need a proper designer here, because I've got loads of ideas, but it's a very technical garment, and I knew that there was, you know, it needed professional designing. So I teamed up with a designer called Laura Stanford, who's been an absolute superstar, I've got to say. And she's worked for all the major brands, including M&S, Agent Provocateur, and so forth.
Wow, so she's... Because it's hard. Bras are hard, right? They're kind of really difficult to make.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this bra in particular, it's a very technical garment. So we sort of... my approach to it was to look at it from the inside out. So the inside, if you like, is what sits against the skin, which has to be super soft, cooling, because, you know, there's a lot of heat associated with treatment and wearing a prosthesis. And then look at the mid layer, if you like, and that's the structure of the bra. It's what helps to restore the breast shape and provide the support to the breast tissue. And eventually, and it was quite a long time after, actually, once we'd sort of got the more sort of structural element sorted, that's when we started looking at the beautiful. And we spent 6 hours one day looking at lace, for example.
Oh, fun.
That's one of the elements that ladies had said, I really love a lacy bra. You know, how can we do this, Sue, to make it beautiful so that it looks more like the kind of bras that I used to wear?
Because it is an incredibly stylish bra, I have to say. I mean, we're going to talk more in a minute about how you can see it online, but actually it's very, very beautiful. And if you, I mean, you would buy it anyway if it wasn't a mastectomy bra or a post-cancer bra in any way, because it's so beautiful. It looks absolutely gorgeous, and it's very shapely, and it's sexy, and it looks fun to wear. Are you going to do knickers with it as well?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But yes, we've already got a knicker, actually, and you can see those on the website and so forth. But it's really interesting what you say about it looking like just a beautiful bra in its own right, because that was one of the key things that we wanted to achieve, something that actually, you know, held its head up with all of the other products that were available, whether or not you've had breast cancer, because at the end of the day, we're women first and foremost, always. The fact that we've had breast cancer it's an impact, if you like, in terms of what happens to our breasts, but we still have the same entitlement as everybody else to get dressed and look at ourselves and think, oh, not bad.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you're absolutely completely on the money there. I absolutely love it. Tell me a little bit about where we're up to now and with the Kickstarter and the next stage.
Okay, so we've, as I say, we spent about a year and a half working on the design with Laura and a garment technologist and a sample maker. And we've been through a lot of iterations of the design to really work on the shape, on how it sits on the body, and how it performs in wear. So I've been the fit model so far. So we're at the base size, and we've just had the first sample back from one of our potential production partners. So what we want to do now is to take it into the next round of technical development, which means extending it up and down the band sizes and the cup sizes. And to do that, we've got a lot of sample work to do and pattern work. We need women involved in that process. And I've got fitting volunteers, for example, signing up via the website to say, I'd love to help you with that, Sue, because we want to make sure that when we grade to, say, a 38D, that actually it really does work. And it's not just a sort of mathematical calculation, if you like, of a 38D, that all the components still work. So that's one part of it. And then the other part, obviously, is that we want to be able to secure some effectively pre-orders for the bra, so that we can book our first production run and get some bras out there being worn. And so we get, you know, a much wider
feedback, group
of women. The project runs until the 2nd of April. So when I was designing the Kickstarter, I had to think very carefully about how people could come in and support it, whether or not they've had breast cancer, whether they're a man or a woman. And actually, one of my friends, Neil, asked a really good question. He said, well, I don't need a bra suit, but I really want to support the project. How do I do that? So We've created several rewards, actually. You can pre-order a bra for yourself. You can gift it to someone else. And actually, you can gift it to one of our two charity partners. We've teamed up with a charity in Nottingham, where the bras will go through to the bra shop at the Nottingham Breast Institute. And also another charity partner called Keeping Abreast, who will give the bras to women who come along to their support groups as they're going through their decisions and surgical journeys, if you like, through mastectomy and reconstruction, because they need a lot of bra options as that process is you know, happening.
And I think that's a really wonderful thing, because actually one of the things that happens when you are diagnosed with cancer, and I mean, I've been incredibly blessed in that I have a very supportive family, loads of friends and my husband, but one of the things you do realise is that if women are going through this alone, it's a really horrifying and terrifying thing for some people. There's bits of it that are completely manageable, but there's also times when it's really hard. And actually, if you could gift somebody a bra in that time, when they need it, I think that's one of the most lovely things. Because a friend of mine sent me a mastectomy bra, but she said it would have been really nice if she could have sent it to me nicely packaged rather than just through a sort of a company website.
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of where the idea came from, because when I was being treated, you know, friends would say, well, what can I do to help? I really want to help. And actually, it's quite difficult to know how to support somebody. So by gifting a Millie Bro, it's a practical gift on the one hand, but it's also a real show of support and an insight into, you know, something that's it's a very intimate thing. It's a very personal thing. And it's something that's very core to who we are.
Yeah. I think it's a really lovely thing to be able to give somebody a bra, or to gift a bra, or to be able to send a bra, because it's such a lovely thing to be able to do, especially one as lovely as the mini bra. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So what we all need to do is get on the Kickstarter page. Can you give me some details, Sue, about where we go?
There's a few ways to find us. So the first place to start is at kickstarter.com. And you could either search for Millie Lingerie or search for the project itself, which is Millie, a bra to wear after breast cancer. So that's the place that we'd really like your listeners to visit. You can also have a look at Millie and, you know, slightly broader way at our website, which is millielingerie.com. And we have a Facebook page, Millie Lingerie, which is where a lot of the what I call cheerleading happens. There's a real warmth about the support that we get on Facebook. And we have a Twitter feed and Instagram where were sharing lots of photographs about the development of Millie, actually, and the people that have been involved in the process. So we're storytelling on Instagram at the moment.
Well, it sounds fabulous, and I wish you the very best of luck with it. And I'm for one, are going to be involved. I think it's fantastic, and I wish you so much the best of luck with this Kickstarter funding, because I hope it's going to go all the places that you want it to, and to have the vision that you have for it, because it's brilliant.
Thanks, Jo. I really hope so, and I appreciate you inviting me to chat.
Well, Radio Gorgeous listeners, get on to Kickstarter. It's the Millie Bro, MILLIE. But Sue, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today. All the best.
Thank you.
And it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I am. I am what I am.
This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2017. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.